Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges, and this is Pastor Cliff's Notes. This is a podcast where we're studying the Word of God. We're looking at the Bible to see God's message for us so we can know best how to follow Christ. We are working through 1 John. This is a letter that the Apostle John wrote late in the first century to a group of churches in the area of Ephesus. This is episode 25, and we're looking at 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Let's read the verse. John says, "This is how we have come to know love. He laid down his life for us. We should also lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." Well, this is pretty straightforward. He's been talking about the contrast between children of God and children of Satan. Children of God love. Children of Satan hate. And the evidence of which one of these is your parent is, how do you live? It doesn't matter what you say, what you apply on yourself as a label, what you claim. What matters is how you live. Do you love? If you are a child of God, then you do love. And John says, well, and if you're not loving, then you can't be a child of God. He's now bringing up the ultimate example of love, and that is Jesus Christ. He says, this is how we've come to know love. He laid down his life for us. You want to know what love is? Look at Jesus. Look what he did. That is love. That's the ultimate example of love. And we've been called to follow him and live as he lived, do what he did, and follow him. John says, he laid down his life for us. Well, that's not a new term. John uses that several times in his gospel. In John 10:11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And in John 10:15, Jesus says, "Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep." In John 10:17, "This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I might take it up." Then in the next verse, verse 18, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This terminology, lay down his life. Jesus was executed by the Roman government. Jesus was turned over to the Roman government for execution by the religious leaders. But Jesus willingly laid down his life. Jesus went to Jerusalem with the intention of being executed. Jesus could have easily avoided it. Jesus had the power to avoid it altogether. Jesus said, you know, if I called on legions of angels, they would arrive and rescue me. But he came with the mission of dying on the cross. And this is an act of love. John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." This is how God loves the world, that he sent his Son, Jesus. Then if we've been looking at it, the example of how Jesus loved was by going to the cross. Then the challenge for us, second half of verse of 1 John 3:16, "We should also lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." So we should follow the example of Jesus and love as Jesus loved. That's how we're supposed to love one another. Back to John's gospel, John 15:13, Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends." That's in John 15. Well, in John 13, Jesus said, "You're to love one another as I love you." So Jesus gave the example of love. And the ultimate example was laying down his life for us. And the challenge for us is, are we willing to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters? Now, what does that really mean in real life? Laying down your life for someone, not to prove your love, but the doing of it proves your love. Now, that may sound like a little playing with the words there. But I don't prove my love by dying. I may die in proving my love to you. And I'm not doing it to prove to you that I love you. That is the proof that I do love you. Now, what do we mean here? If I said, I love you so much, I'm willing to die for you, and I'm going to kill myself right now to prove how much I love you, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't prove my love to you. That proves there's something wrong with me. That doesn't prove love. But if in an act of love, I'm willing to risk my life, what is the most valuable thing I have? My life. So if you were about to be run over by a bus and I jumped out and pushed you out of the way, even at the risk of myself being run over by the bus, that's saying that I'm willing to lay down my life for you because of the love I have for you. So that's what we're talking about. He's not commanding everyone to go die. What he's saying is, will you really put others ahead of yourselves? Will you love others more than you love yourself? Let's go back and talk about Jesus laying down his life. Jesus did just say, to prove how much I love everyone, I'm going to go die. No, everyone was separated from God because of sin. Everyone was under condemnation because of sin. Everyone was under a death penalty because of sin. And the only solution is forgiveness. But the death penalty has to be taken care of. And because of his great love, Jesus came and died on a cross as the perfect sacrifice to take the death penalty. That shows how much he loved us, that he was willing to die, because that's what it took in order to rescue us from the penalty of sin. So Jesus laid down his life for us, even while we're still sinners, because of his great love. And the challenge for us is, are we willing to love others to the degree that it actually hurts us? Are we willing to love others more than we love ourselves? Are we willing to love others when it's inconvenient, when it's dangerous? Are we willing to love others the way Jesus loves us? That's the challenge for us. And we could come up with all kinds of strange scenarios, but it really comes down to, are we willing to put others first? John's actually going to give us some real-world examples in the next couple of verses, but the big challenge here is loving others the way Jesus loved us. Thanks for joining me. Join me next time as we continue working our way through 1 John.